November 12th, 2012. 500 miles above Earth, NASA's $8 billion Suomi NPP satellite records a panoramic view of North America at night.
When you look down on the United States and you see this image at night, it almost is magical.
You're looking at all the various cities spread around the country. Los Angeles, Chicago, New York, Miami, all the big urban centers, and they're all brightly lit.
The satellite imaging instruments detect light sources 1 billion times fainter than sunlight. They also capture a strange anomaly.
It starts getting darker as you get into the interior. But then when you get into the Dakotas, something doesn't make sense.
The image shows a city-shaped array of lights to the west of Fargo. But the nearest city approaching this size is Chicago, nearly 1,000 miles away.
We have a mystery. We've got what appears to be a large city that doesn't really exist.
The big question is, what on earth are we actually looking at?
Investigators consider who or what could be lighting up such a vast expanse of the Midwest. Some suggest the lights hint at a clandestine purpose.
Obviously, something weird is going on. Is this some kind of a secret city or a secret military base that no one else knows about?
Defense analysts know that the U.S. military has a history of creating so-called closed cities for top-secret military research.
The U.S. has had a few of those, and basically for purposes of weapons or nuclear testing.
Closed cities have their origin in the Cold War. During the 1940s, both the U.S. and Soviet Union built vast military complexes in isolated areas away from the prying eyes of the enemy.
They each built cities where scientists would be in a closed environment. The most famous in the U.S. would have been Los Alamos, where the Manhattan Project was based, developing the atomic bombs that would be dropped on Hiroshima and Nagasaki, ending World War II.
Closed cities are highly secure. Public access is prohibited. But inside, they're like regular towns with the infrastructure and facilities to support tens of thousands of people.
They built houses, they planted trees for people who were going to live there, they built schools for the kids, they did everything to create this city.
The Cold War ended almost three decades ago, but the U.S. government still operates its closed cities.
Even today, Mercury, Nevada is one of these closed cities. We know that it's built around a nuclear test site, but we really don't know how many people live there or what actually is going on.
The satellite image raises fears that the U.S. military is conducting top-secret, large-scale military testing in the Midwest. But if this image is a secret city deep in the heart of the American prairie, why would it be so easily visible from space?
Nowadays, a secret city doesn't exist above the surface. If you're going to hide a facility, it's pretty much underground. That's your only option.
Investigators speculate that bright lights in the remote prairie of the Midwest is evidence of a natural disaster.
One possibility associated with seeing a light in a normally unpopulated area is to think maybe that's become a wild grass fire.
Wildfires in the United States can travel at 14 miles an hour and destroy an area 45 times larger than New York City every year.
Prairie fires would be something that, through accident or through lightning, you could get a part of the prairie on fire and it would quickly spread to hundreds of miles.
But no large wildfires have been reported in this part of the country around the date the image was taken. Analysts return to the image for clues. Studies of the infrared data reveal something unusual.
If you dig deep within the infrared signatures, you can actually see that there are 10 really bright centers of this giant ball of flame.
Investigators discover that the bright centers of light in the image correspond to the location of recently discovered oil fields.
This is the second largest oil field in America, In fact, so large that it produces around 600,000 barrels of oil a day.
In 2006, oil men discover rich deposits near the remote town of Parshall, North Dakota. The oil-rich layer of rock known as the Bakken Formation covers 25,000 square miles and is now peppered with hundreds of drilling rigs.
What you see when you fly over this area, looking down, you swear that it's a busy neighborhood with all these little cul-de-sacs. But if you get closer, you realize it's all dirt, and those are just oil field after oil field, all trying to get to that oil.
The lights picked up on satellite are the oil fields burning off excess gas.
In the business of oil, if the price of natural gas is low, you burn it off to get to that expensive oil. If the price of natural gas goes up, that light will go out as they pump that into fuel tanks.
Bakken oil companies dispose of up to $1 million of excess gas per day. The NASA satellite has captured oil men burning money from space.